Welcome to Embodying Your Higher Self, Tools for Conscious Living. My name is Michelle Chimpaka. Every other week, I'll be sharing potent tools to support you in connecting with your higher self so that you can expand your awareness and activate your own innate healing abilities. Many of my podcasts will feature healing meditations, reflections on life, and engaging interviews with other experts who are working in the field of consciousness, alternative therapies, and personal development. My goal is to elevate and inspire you to open up to your highest potential so you can live an extraordinary life. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Embodying Your Higher Self, Tools for Living Consciously. I'm here today with Dana Kahu, who is a very dear friend and an amazing body relationship coach. I'd like to share a little bit about what Dana does and who she is. She has this amazing, innate, and often intense drive to learn by trial and error and internalize the experience before broadcasting the results to the world. Dana enjoys exploring the physical potential for herself and the general population. Her background, which is quite interesting, actually includes 8 years in the military, where she learned as a physical training instructor that the human body is super resilient when we put our mind to it. And when she left the Navy, she spent 2 years as a chiropractor's assistant, technical assistant, where she learned that we can affect healthy change in our body when we adopt healthy habits. 2 years working with children as an outdoor education facilitator reminded Dana how much play is essential for our general well-being. As a personal trainer for many years, she started to ask the question, how much strength, power, and fitness is enough to sustain a healthy living as we age? Which is a wonderful question to be asking. And this is what was basically birthed her amazing career as a body relationship coach and someone who has a passion for leading others and building a beautiful, honoring relationship with their body. So welcome here today. It's so great to have you, Dana.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm honored.
Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, I just, this is part of what I want to dedicate my podcast to, is bringing on experts every fourth or fifth podcast. And I've worked with you personally. Dan and I ran a retreat together called Inviting All of You, and it was an amazing success. And so I personally am acquainted with Dana and how she works. But I have a question for you, Dana. I'd love to ask you about, tell me about your transition from the military physical training instructor to a body relationship coach, because they seem to be really quite different, you know, complete opposites. And, you know, I just would like to know, was there something that occurred for you that you experienced that got you to shift in that direction from being in the military to where you are now? I'd love to hear.
It is actually a really good question. And especially because people that get to know me now, when I do mention the military, they're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
For real? And I loved it. I loved the military. It suited me to a T. When I went in, I think I was 18 at the time that I went in. And I loved it because it had the discipline. It had the physicality. I loved the challenge. And I had a bit of an ego on me as well. You know, like I thrived off the competition, and I thrived off, you know, if someone was faster than me, I really just work hard to try and beat them and stuff. So, you know, it appeased that person that I was back then.
Yes, yes.
And I hate losing. Do you hate losing?
Like, well, I don't think anybody likes losing. I mean, my family is very competitive. Nobody likes losing.
Yeah. I guess you got to be in the game to win it, right?
But, yes.
So, you know, and I really prided myself for being fit and for being strong and being coordinated in fitness and or in sport or anything like that. So, yeah, it was my feed. And then all of that, you know, doing that for 8 years and then leaving the military as well and continuing on that lifestyle of being super staunch, you know, always trying to get the edge and having that ego, the body decided to say, you know what, can you cut it out? Can you stop? And what happened was, I don't know if you had one of these moments, but what happened is I was walking from the gym, I was at the gym at the time, and I was walking home and my body stopped me on its tracks.
Wow.
And it was like I had this neural sensation going from the back of my head, so the back of the head, all the way up to the eyebrows, then back down over the shoulders into my elbows. And then after a few episodes of that, it started getting into my hands.
Wow.
So I'm, you know, I'm this person who's supercharged, super, you know, ego, you know, always wanting to beat somebody, you know, if
yes.
they, I see that better. I'm like, I love that you're better than me right now, and I hate it too. So, you know, like I'm always pushing the boundary, and then something like that shuts me down.
Wow.
So I realized it happened all too many times.
Was it like a numbing sensation, or how would you describe it? It's...
Yeah, it was like, it was a numbing, but it was, if I was to embody that person again, so I'm walking down the street, and then all of a sudden I feel this happen. And I'm like, you know,
oh,
I'm feeling paralyzed, but I'm almost feeling really tense in the shoulders,
wow.
like my shoulders are up. I know we're on podcast, right? So if you don't see me, my shoulders are up by my
yes.
ears, like I'm shrugged, and my hands are just kind of gone stiff in a way, like the,
wow.
you know, like I'm a porcelain, you know, doll type thing. It's
wow.
just not moving. And yeah, and that's what happened. So
that must have been terrifying.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
it
I can't even imagine
horrible.
How scary that would have been.
And being as staunch as I am, I didn't tell anybody. I tell my partner at the time, hey, you know, this is just happening. I'm okay. So imagine I'm just saying, yeah, I'm okay. I'm friggin' like, you know, I'm paralyzed in the middle of the street, but I'm okay. I'll just let this, you know, ride this out and then I'll be home. And then it happened again
right.
while I was in the gym with a client.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell them. They have no idea. None of my clients know that this was happening while I was in the gym.
Wow.
Which actually is not good.
No.
Health-wise, I knew I could, you know, I was okay. Exercises that I did didn't need me to be, you know, underneath them, spotting. I don't do bigger lifts or anything like that.
Right, right.
So, you know, but it's still not a good thing
no,
to happen.
Absolutely not.
So I finally got, I was recommended to see somebody who for years I had put off seeing. And it maybe there was a reason why, maybe my I was scared, you know, and what it was is that when I finally went to see him, I'm sitting there in this chair in front of him, and I'm saying, you know, this is what's happened, blah, blah, blah. And he says to me, he goes, you're stressed.
Wow.
I go, I'm not going to swear by that. I'm not beep stressed. you're talking to the wrong person. No, I'm sorry. You ask all my friends and my family, I'm not stressed. No. That's not me. I'm sorry. You've got it wrong. There's like, I slept wrong or I did something wrong. You know, my body's just out of whack because of an exercise I did or something, but it's not that. And he just stood there stone-faced, like as in, you know, nothing I was going to say was going to, you know, sway him. He said, Dana, you're stressed. And he goes, look at you. I did not know. This is how disconnected I was with my body, right? I did not know my feet were running. They were actually running on the spot while I was sitting in the chair.
Wow.
And my hands were moving like I was just trembling, like I'm, you know, really like wanting to get out of there. And he goes, you do not want to be right in front of me right now. He goes, you were stressed. You don't like hearing that you're stressed. And he was just going and going and going. And I'm like.
So he was really triggering you at that point.
Oh, yeah. And I will say, if I was back in the military, I would have been up and out the door. And I would have
yes.
given him a few things and then gone. Thankfully, I was out and I had a few years where I was doing some cleansing and I had, you know, done a few, a bit of meditation here and there, and, you know, I've been touching on a few things. you know, just out of a little bit of interest, but this really rocked me.
Yes.
And so it was at that point that I realized I am so, even though I knew how the body was resilient, I knew that we needed play, I knew that we could affect change through healthy habits, I was still so disconnected from my body that I was not listening to her at all. And she had to slap me upside the head and tell me to listen. So that was really, I feel, the birth of the body relationship coach. Is like, Kahu, you need a relationship with your body.
Wow.
Like, it's just pause and, you know, ground down, feel her, really listen. So tune in. So that's long answer.
But a great answer. I mean, we all have a turning point, right, in our lives when we, well, I would like to believe that everybody has that turning point. This is an opportunity, right, for personal growth and transformation. This was your opportunity for you to finally realize, wow, I'm actually way more stuck than I realized, and I don't have that connection to my body. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening right now or watching the YouTube of this podcast are relating to that and are relating to how they also don't have a real connection, a relationship to their body. So I'd love for you to share to the listeners perhaps just a simple tool that can help them to deepen that connection with their own bodies.
Yeah, that's one of my so simple. And it really helped me. Really, really simple one that you can do when you wake up.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I would actually like you to do it while you're sitting in the chair.
Okay.
Actually, so if you can, if you want to, do it while you're sitting in the chair for the listeners.
Okay.
You can do this as you're, you know, when you wake up in the morning.
It's actually
a really beautiful thing to do to connect yourself in. So, and this is actually something that you can do before exercise as well.
Okay,
right?
Great.
So I'll probably talk about that a little bit after we do the process. So this is a beautiful body connecting process. It is one where the first thing you want to do is pause. Mm. It's a simple pause. Now, so wherever you are, right, if you're wanting to connect with, okay, how am I right now in the present moment, you know, sitting in my body, where am I, right? So pause is your first and foremost. Then you're going to zoom out. And by zooming out, I want you to feel as if you're actually, looking at yourself from above. So you haven't left your body, but you're looking at yourself from above so that you can see the whole picture. That's pretty much what I'm asking you. All encompassing, right? So it's not just the physical muscle and the bones. We are all-encompassing beings, so this is where I want you to connect with your body through all that as well. And then we're going to do a scan.
Mm.
So the first thing I want you to think about is how good out of 10, you're going to rate it out of 10.
Okay.
Without the story. No story, no judgment. Okay? So out of 10, how do you rate sleep?
My sleep?
Yep. For that day you woke up, how did you rate that sleep?
For last night, I would say a 6.5, 7.
So 10 was amazing sleep. I feel rested and I feel, even rejuvenated when you woke up, right? And 0 or 1 is like, did I even sleep? Like, I had dreams that were, I'm just going crazy in my dreams. So you were a 6.5 to 7.
Maybe,
yeah?
Let's say 6.5.
6.5?
Yeah,
okay.
6.5.
All right, I'm going to write this down. So
okay.
I really want to make sure that we get the number for you. So we're a 6.5 out of 7. All right.
Which is actually good for me. Usually it's worse.
Great. Okay, great. That's good to know. So then hydration. So you're going to feel into the body and go, how am I feeling now with hydration? Am I, if you've just woken up, it's like, am I very parched? Or if you're throughout your day, you know, maybe in midday before you go to the gym, you're like, am I feeling parched? So you can do it at any time, but how's your hydration?
Seven and a half.
7.5.
Yeah.
So 7.5, you feel hydrated at 7.5.
That's right.
And remember I say feel too, so it's not like, oh, I'm hydrated, I drank 3 you know, 3 liters of water. That's not hydrated.
Right.
Feel hydrated, right? So are you feeling dry in the mouth, or do you feel like your skin's dry? Things like that. So
maybe make it a 7.
7, okay. Yeah, so then let's have a look at nutrition.
Okay.
All right, so have a feel in the body. Do you feel like you have had satiated nutrition? Like, are you satiated from the nutrition you had the night before? Or are you feeling like super hungry and craving for something? Or have you felt like your breakfast was enough, that you feel fueled enough before you go to the gym?
Yeah, I'd probably say about an 8.
An 8?
Yeah, I feel, yeah. I usually have fruit every morning for breakfast and a piece of toast. And that's usually enough for me. I don't eat a lot. And then for lunch, I had veggies and I feel very satisfied.
So you feel satisfied.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I feel satisfied.
Yeah, so I want to just really hone in on, for the listeners, it's not, no judgment on what you ate. It is how you feel. So does the body feel satiated when it comes to nutrition?
Yes.
You know,
I mean, I could always do better, but I particularly like my lunch today. I have a lot of green veggies, so that was really satisfying.
Okay. So then the next one is, how do you feel in your mind? Are you feeling monkey mind scattered? Or do you feel very calm and centered? Do you feel, you know, on point with whatever you're about to do or doing now? So, you know, 10 would be, I am on point, like everything is great. You know, my mind, I am centered, I have certainty. Or is, you know, in the lower numbers, I'm feeling scattered. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do when I get to the gym? Or
I feel pretty centered. I'd say I'm probably about an 8.5.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good.
And then the next one is, how do you feel? You can go by energy. What's your energy like, or what's your emotional state like? So are you feeling flustered, triggered, heightened, excited? Or are you feeling grounded? Are you feeling, you know, just ready? Like, what's that feeling like? And, you know, in that feeling, whatever that is your number, you know, your 10 is when you're feeling, you know, great, you know, almost invincible to go and do whatever it is you want to do. So you want to be at that 10. Mm-hmm. Or are you feeling, you know, if you're heightened, but it's in a bit of a, you know, triggered,
right,
or, you know, a little bit too, you know, maybe too much sugar, you're stimulated, mm-hmm, or you just come out of a meeting and your boss, you know, gave you a new one. Or your son, as you know, it's been constantly coming in the door, and you know. So, what is it? Where are you right now with where your stress stress? Sorry, stress or mind? Let's go there. Stress or mind is at?
Well, I'd say that my mind is pretty calm right now, but my body doesn't feel very comfortable. Like, I can feel a lot of tension in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I were to rate it, including my body, it probably would be a little bit lower.
Okay, so go without the body, because the body's...
Okay, so the mind is at an 8.
Mind is at 8, so your mind, you're about monkey mind. Okay.
No, I mean I'm calm. I'm in a good place.
Oh, sorry, yes, so,
And
then your energy, the emotion and energy, where is that?
Yeah, it's about the same, I'd say.
And then where is your body?
Five and a half to six.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe six.
Okay, so I'm going to just go through these again because I think I may have confused you a little with one of them. So it was rest and sleep. So you have a 6.5, and I'm going to calculate them as we do it.
Okay.
So 6.5, right?
Yes.
So then we have hydration, which is 7.
Yeah.
So we've got 13.5 there. Please don't judge me on my counting. being a trainer, we don't count. 3 more means you've probably done way more than you need to. Just putting that disclaimer out there. Okay, so 13.5. So nutrition, you're at 8. So what's that? So 21.5. And then you had your stress in mind, like you're feeling quite clear. So you're 8.5. So that's 9. That's 30. And then we've got emotions and energy. So you're around an 8 for that as well. So that's 38. And then from there we had our body,
right?
So you're at 6. So that's 42. And then our very
44. Yeah.
Thank you. 44.
Yeah.
And then our movement. What was that? So if you've woken up, right? If you've woken up and you're doing this, so for the listeners, if you're waking up and you're doing this, you can actually get out of bed now and feel what the movement is like in your body.
Gotcha.
So you could get up and go, you know, if you're trying to struggle to get out, the movement's, you know.
Right. So like how your body is moving and whether there's this flexibility and fluidity in the body or is there stiffness or tiredness.
Exactly.
And
Feeling, you know, feeling sharp pains, you know, that glass in the feet, or, you know, you're feeling like, oh, a bit of a thing in the back, or are you feeling like you're whipped out of bed, like, can't wait to get into the day, or, you know, midday, you've been sitting in front of the computer, maybe, you've been dealing with a website, so you get up out of the chair, it's like, oh, how does my body feel, or, you know what, now I'm ready. So we were even out of 10, 10 was like...
Six,
the body. So we're at 50.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So that's what I call the body score, and it's a daily score.
Oh, okay, got it. Yes, I'm familiar with this. This is great. I love this. I think it really gives us a real insight into what's going on and where we are in this present moment,
which is
all about how we can have a better relationship with the body, right?
Absolutely. So that's why we're asking, what's our sleep like? What's our nutrition like? What's our hydration like? And it's in about the feel, not about what we're doing and we're ticking all the, you know, we're getting all the brownie points, but I drank 3 liters of water, tick.
Yeah.
I had a green smoothie today, tick.
Right.
Because it's how do I feel in the body? That's how we should be approaching our training, anything that's physical in our movement.
Yes.
Right? Is the number that we have in our daily score, which is out of 70. So there were seven areas that we scored in.
Exactly.
So it's out of 70. So
got
it's
it.
50 out of 70. Right.
Got it.
And now what we do is with that is we go, okay, so I'm 50 out of 70 today. I'm using this to go into the gym. Now what's going to happen? I'm going to have a look at my intensity level. Right. So I'm going to have a look here because these numbers. Again, I'm a PT. I only 3 is a magic number. Anything above that, I need it written down or something. So
okay.
50 out of 70 here. All right, so if my score is around 50,
yes,
or it's around 56 here, I've got 56 is around 80%. If I was 56 out of 70, then it's 80%. 80% intensity. I had a score of 50, so I'm anywhere around 80%. So I'm between 70 and 80% intensity level.
Right. In terms of what we can do physically.
Yeah,
okay, got it.
So it's like if you're a runner and you love running or you're training for running like marathon or, you know, ultra marathon, whatever, and you are feeling like your number may be at a 30,
right
out of 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be around a 50%. That's under 50% actually, probably around a 40%. 40% intensity. So if I had running or if you had running, as you're training today, you would want to run at that intensity level. So this is what I have right now.
So I guess if you could give us an example of what that might look like for somebody who is typically a runner and say they run about 4 kilometers 4 to 5 times a week. So if they're at this level of 70%, would you say they reduce it to like maybe 2 kilometers or what would you?
That's
would you
it.
Run? Yeah.
So they can have a look at that and they can go 2K run. They could just go, or they could do it more as short blocks and have rest in between.
Okay, that's what
so
it
can
like.
Be do a K and then do a rest, you know, and then, or they could do it depending on how intense they do go for their runs. So some people might have an intense day coming up.
Right.
Which is where they go at 80% of their intensity.
And they're
90%.
Going faster or something.
Yeah,
which
they're running faster. And they say, you know what, I don't have the energy for that. So I actually need to change that down to a lower intense running session.
Okay, got it.
But then you can also say if you are really low, like you're at 50 out of 70 now, so you're around that 70%.
Right?
And, you know, that's okay to continue running. If you were a little less or quite a lot less, I would say, how about we don't run today?
Yeah.
Though there are so many other things that you can do, which is I use this body score as a precursor to the seven centers of movement and understanding which centers are open and available to you to exercise. So I don't know if it's still PC to use this term, but flogging a dead horse, right? So I've been in the military, I know what that means. You know, you just flog, you go and go and go because we want to know how resilient you are. Can you continue going when your body is absolutely spent? And can you really tap into the mind and continue going?
Right, right.
Now I say when it comes to the general population, hashtag GPOPs, this is what I call them, right? When it comes to general population, we actually do not need, there is no need to test the body as hard as we do in military.
Yeah.
And that's the what I feel is happening. We're actually trying to merge that in, and we are finding, or I'm finding, that clients that I'm getting, they are actually really tired, they're highly stressed.
Yes.
Their body is breaking down. They're being slapped upside the head like I was, but they're continuously, you know, continuing to run the, you know, follow the paradigm of the go hard or go home.
Yeah.
You know, no pain, no gain.
Right, exactly.
And all that, which is, I find that's fabulous, especially if you're in the military. You know, you have to have that real absolute resilience, and that's what I had. You know, that's what I had, and people that were in there had. But we don't need that.
No, we don't. We don't. And I'm just going to ask you, how can people get in touch with you? Tell us your website. What's the best way to get in touch with you? Go ahead and tell us.
So the best way would be my website, and that's my name, so danakahu.com.
Yes.
And why I say that is because there you can actually download a PDF that goes through this.
Wonderful.
The daily score, and also highlights the seven centers of movement if anyone's interested in looking further into that and how they work together. And then from there you can get me on Facebook.
Wonderful. And that's danakahu, KAHU.com. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And Instagram is the same?
Yeah, Instagram is the same. Yeah, okay, you'll be able to find me under that.
Okay, wonderful. So I just wanted to make sure that our listeners and the people watching on YouTube can get in touch with you. And I wanted to also ask you, if there was a quote or statement that you wanted to share right now, what would that be?
It's quite, this is a funny one. So I like this term, and I think what it does for us is just helps us get real.
Yeah.
Like just stay real. And that we are unique, squishy balls of mess.
Oh.
And we are perfectly imperfect.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And beautiful. Once we understand that, it's like, wow, okay. Where can I go from this, you know? What's so unique about me? I am perfectly imperfect, and freaking heck, what are the beauties that come out of those aspects of myself? It just stops us putting so much pressure on us, on how we look, how we move, how we have to feel, how we have to operate, which diet to have, which protocols to follow, healing. Which exercise to do, you know, whether I CrossFit, whether I go running, or, you know, what to wear, makeup, no makeup, shave, not shave, the whole thing. Like we're all unique, squishable.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And something just popped into my mind, and I don't know why, but I feel like I need to ask you this. So in your opinion, you know, I know you've worked a lot with men and with women. Do you feel like you noticed that women have more issues with their relationship with their body than men, or is it about equally the same?
This is a great question. And it can be loaded for some people because they're like, sexist, what?
Yes, I know. I like to be comfortable.
I'm going to say they have different.
Okay.
It is a different way of viewing.
Interesting.
Lots of men that I have worked with want a body that is strong enough, fit enough, especially in the bedroom.
So it's about virility.
Right. So, and yes, there's mass and all that, and I definitely have those, but the ones that were, I was really, noticing and take, you know, like, okay, it is. They actually want to look good and feel good and play good.
Yes.
In the bedroom. So their body, they want a body that can reflect that.
Ah, interesting.
Where I find a lot of women are more centered around how the weight. Weight is a big thing.
Right.
And I can rant about this all day, and let's not, otherwise okay. Your podcast will be forever.
Yes.
That could probably be another one. But there's a lot more on weight.
Right.
And a lot more on weight. Like, it's actually crazy, beyond crazy, a lot more on weight.
Oh.
And there's comparison on what somebody else looks like in the way of, you know, hips and thighs.
Right.
And I've got cellulite and I've got this. We are, and this is why, that we're perfectly imperfect.
Right.
And we're squishy balls of mess. Like, stop it already. Stop it. Yes, we are squishy. Like,
we are squishy as
well. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's all perfect. And, you know, all we need to do is give it some love, give our body love, give it what it's asking from how we are feeling from when we ask ourselves, how are we through nutrition? How are we feeling through hydration? How am I feeling through movement? How's my body feeling? All of that. Then I can go, well, actually, what I had, it's not serving me right now, no matter what it is. That's why no judgment.
Yeah.
What I had is not serving me because I'm not feeling hydrated or feeling satiated through nutrition or feeling rested. So how can I change? You know, what do I need to change?
Beautiful, beautiful.
And whatever they are, again, no judgment, we are becoming a detective of our own health and our own body. So then we make these little changes and then we go back into feeling, how do I feel in this body right now? And then when we start having higher numbers, right, that formula, that's my formula. Nobody else's. Get it?
Yes, I get it. Absolutely. And this PDF that you're offering, what is it called again? The free PDF that you're giving away?
It's My Body Score.
My Body Score. Yeah. And they can go to Dana's website, danakahu.com. And download that free PDF.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be an awesome tool. Thank you for sharing that for giving that away to my listeners. And thank you, all of you, for joining. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish today?
Question. How do you feel at 50 out of 70? And, what do you feel like you could do for yourself? Like, do you feel like that is... you know, being at 70%, do you feel like, that's enough energy to continue on my day? Or
definitely.
Do you feel like you want to sink in and do a little bit of rejuvenating in some way? Like, what does that feel to you?
Yeah, that doesn't feel great. Honestly, I had a pretty serious illness about a month ago, and I haven't fully recovered, and I'm aware that my body is requiring a lot of rest. I actually thought about riding my bicycle here today. And I looked and I saw that it was 6 kilometers, and I felt into my body and I went, I could go one way. I feel like I could have made it one way.
Yeah.
But then I thought about coming back and I was like, I'm not in that condition yet, but I want to work my way towards that, but without judgment, because I know that I'm just not there yet. So I think for me, it might be just riding around the neighborhood, bicycling, and slowly building up my stamina, and then maybe the next day going a little bit further, and the next day, and just checking in to see where I'm at. But I just went, there's no way I'm going to be able to ride 12 kilometers today. I really wanted to, like, because I really love bicycling, but I knew that my body just isn't there. So, and I know that I want that to change. So in order to do that, I also know that I need to just kind of take it slow and build up my stamina again, and that's okay.
Great.
I'm okay with that.
And I think one of the things for you would be to look at your rest and your sleep. If you look at your numbers, what's your lowest, and go, okay, if I can work on my rest, maybe I need more rest during the day, or maybe I need to shift my sleeping habits.
Right.
Do I need to sleep alone? Do I need to sleep earlier? Do
absolutely.
I need to sleep in? Do I need whatever?
Absolutely.
So
I've been looking at that. I think that's really important. I've always had trouble with sleeping. And I actually do sleep better alone, so I often sleep alone. But yeah, I know it's so important. Your sleep has a huge impact on your body, and I know that this is something I have to work on. So thank you so much today. It's been so great to have you on my podcast, and love Dana's work. She's amazing. If you get a chance, please go to her website. Again, it's www.danakahu.com, and you can also follow her on Instagram. She has some amazing tools and tips on her Facebook page as well. So thank you, Dana. Thanks for joining. And lots of love to all the listeners. Many blessings.